Liz and Chelsea on the hoist. At the top you heard from Good Morning, Gordon Koang, and that lovely Parsnip track, which was selected by our guests, Zoe and Dom of Eggy.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Elbin.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You surprised us with your EP earlier this morning. Was this something you'd been planning to do, or you just had enough of sitting on it?
Yeah, we kind of planned it a little bit, but by the end of it, I was just like, I really just want to get it out. So this morning felt like the right time to do it.
Yeah, I did not know that was happening. Sorry, I was like, all right.
Surprise.
Cool. Surprised to their own band members as well.
Yeah. Keep us on our toes.
Being within the first 24 hours of release, what's the reception been like so far? Other than surprise, clearly.
Everyone's hated it. Yeah. No, it's been good.
A lot of hate.
You had to cancel the gig.
Yeah. No, everyone's been really nice, actually, so that's been super, super encouraging. Mum and Dad said they liked it, so that's good.
Yeah, so did my parents.
Guess what? My dad said he liked it.
Oh,
yes,
really?
That's the main one. Your dad likes it.
Is he coming to the show?
Probably not.
Oh. Lame.
That sucks.
Are your parents coming? I heard a rumour that Mum might be doing merch.
Yeah.
Is that just something funny to say, or is that happening?
No, that's true, 100%. Mum's going to do some merch on the night. We'll have some stuff to sell, which will be good. Some shirts and some 7-inch records, hopefully.
And 5 pairs of egg earrings.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Nice. Only 5, so they're hot property.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone made them as specific eggy merch?
Mm.
Someone in China and we bought them off eBay.
And we're all getting our ears pierced so we can wear them if we don't sell them.
Yeah. So, I've always wondered, tell me about the inception of Eggy. How did you all get together and was like, all right, we're going to be a band and we're going to be called Eggy?
Kind of.
Yeah. I think our first show was at Luce's house. Luce plays keys and sings and bass in Eggy. And she had a Halloween party in 2016, I think. And, yeah, we just thought it would be fun to play. I'm pretty sure we played in her housemate's bedroom and there was only one PowerPoint. And it was like all our gear was set up and someone kept accidentally kicking out the PowerPoint and all the music would just cut
that
out. we were all kind of dressed up in weird costumes. I was wearing like a shower costume from The Karate Kid. And then two of my friends accidentally fell through Luce's lounge room wall at the first show. And we thought it was really fun playing in a band, so we just, kept doing it, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And how'd you come up with the name Eggy?
I feel like that was originally a nickname for Lucy.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
And then it just somehow evolved into a band name.
Yeah, someone suggested it and we thought it was really dumb and funny and it just stuck.
That's what
kind of just a joke that just somehow managed to just be a permanent band name.
Yeah. I think when we played early shows we didn't have a name, but people would be like, just call us Eggy, and then we just went with it.
You're in too deep to change it.
Yeah. Biggest mistake.
It's pretty perfect for merch purposes, like you just said. I feel like you can have a lot of fun with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for these T-shirts. Is there an egg-related design? Or is it a secret?
It's kind of a secret, but we're really lucky to have our super talented friend, James Devlin, who designed the shirts. We're all really pumped for them, but we don't want to give too much away.
So we have to come to the gig and
buy come to the show and buy one.
All right. So your most recent single, Billy. Billy is referring to Billy Brownless, yes?
Yes.
I guess you've also had another single called 52 AFLW Players. So footy is a bit of a theme. Is footy something that binds Eggy together?
I guess we all love footy.
Yeah. Zoe played her first game of pub footy on the weekend.
I did.
How'd it go?
It was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend to all people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. We definitely all love footy. Luce is a huge Geelong fan, and Charlie, who plays drums, is a huge Richmond fan. I'm a huge Saints fan, and Zoe goes for Carlton, so we're all quite different. But, I guess, I don't know, we have two songs about footy for some reason.
I feel like one's more about hating Billy Brownless.
Yeah, so tell me about that. About what's the tea?
Well, he just sucks. He really just sucks so much. That's the tea on that.
Say no more.
Yeah.
So you've played some fantastic shows, really great lineups, including the lineup that's coming up this Friday at Nighthawks with Vintage Crop and The Bush. What has been your favourite gig to play as a band so far?
I said this in an interview today, but the one where Lucy came dressed as Louise from Thelma and Louise, the Toe Front Bar, direct from a costume party.
So she was the only one in costume?
Yeah, the only one in costume. Full wig, cowboy boots. It's like the headscarf thing that the old Southern women wear and things like that.
That's so funny. The first time I saw Iggy, you guys were all in costume as well, I feel like.
What show was that?
Footy in costume.
Might have been... It was your Halloween. Maybe? Yeah.
We often have Halloween.
Were you dressed
parties.
Up then?
We do play.
At Mass?
Yeah.
We dressed up.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a spooky Halloween gig at Northcote Social.
That means we've done Halloween every year since we've been a band.
Yeah, it's like our thing.
I've also seen you perform in Harry Potter themed costumes.
Yeah, that was Halloween as well. Yeah. That was for House Deposit's single launch.
Yes.
Yeah, at Upstairs at the Gasser.
So what are we wearing on Friday?
Ooh. Oh, God. Giant egg soup.
Everyone could go as a different styled egg, like scrambled, fried, idea. Poached.
Yeah, no poach. No poach. Poach is better.
Once my friend made a stingray costume where there was, like, a hole for a head, but, like, it was a two-person stingray costume.
Ooh.
I am requesting a giant sheet. A white sheet with an egg yolk, and you all have egg hole cutouts for your heads. So you're one giant egg. I'll make it for you.
We'll be able to play our instruments, but we can't play anyways.
It'll give you an excuse at least. Listening to this EP, all the songs are really vibrant and bouncy and unique, and I feel like the album artwork for the EP also does a great job of reflecting your music. Can you tell me a little bit about the artwork?
Yeah, the artwork was done by our friend Miles, who is great. And we saw, I guess, there's like a bit of a theme behind the EP, sort of like washed up people and like, I know, lonely old washed up people a little bit. Yeah, not autobiographical. But yeah, I don't know, I just reckon like the image of someone sitting on a park bench is just sad. Especially if you've got a goose next to you.
It's sad. It's kind of funny as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like Eggy.
Which is like Eggy. So you're playing this Friday, Nighthawks, with Vintage Crop and The Bush. I heard a rumour that the band is putting a K down on the bar. Can you confirm or deny this?
I'm confirming it.
Confirm nor deny. But there will potentially be some money on the bar. Maybe. Depends how the EP goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Buy the earrings and then...
Well, we're going to play Billy right now, a song about not liking Billy Brownless, yeah. I guess.
He sucks.
Any other words you'd like to say about the song before we play it, Eggy?
It is a song for washed up men who didn't achieve their dreams and now they hate everything about the world.
That's perfect.
You're listening to The Hoist with Liz and Chelsea, and this is Billy by Eggy.
Thank you for joining us, Eggy.
Thanks for having us.
Woo!